This is the BBC Light Programme. We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly, and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
Every summer, all around the coast of Britain, millions of excited holidaymakers flock to the seaside to enjoy the sun, the sand, and a well-earned break from the working week. But one or two more intrepid souls choose a very different time of the year to throw caution to the wind.
Come in.
You sent for me, sir?
Ah, yes, Hancock, come in. Sit down. Do you know why I've asked you to come and see me?
No, I don't, sir. I hope you're satisfied with me work.
Of course. You're easily the best lift attendant we've ever had.
Thank you, sir. Of course, you realise my working for you is only a temporary arrangement. Just to tide me over while I'm resting between stage and film engagements to concentrate on me radio work.
Of course. How long have you been with us now?
2 years, sir.
Capital. Now, let me come to the point. I've been looking through your attendance card and I find you haven't had your holiday yet.
No, sir.
I didn't understand, Hancock. We closed the whole firm down for a fortnight's holiday in July.
Oh, so that's why the place was deserted. Well, 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 I thought they were all using the stairs.
Anyway, the point is, you are entitled to a fortnight's holiday. I suggest you take it as from next week.
No, if you don't mind, sir, I'd rather not.
Why on earth not?
I'm having no strangers playing about with Mabel.
Who's Mabel?
Me lift. She's getting on a bit now, and she has to be treated gently. I know what would happen if I was to leave her. You'd get one of those kids in, straight out of school, rocket ship crazy. They'd be up and down that shaft like a jet-propelled yo-yo. She's not up to it.
Don't worry, Hancock. I assure you she'll be in good hands. You go away and enjoy yourself.
Well, all right then. But don't forget she has to have her oil changed every 2,000 floors. And maximum load 3 persons. None of that all pile in, we'll miss the last bus stuff. I've just about got fed up with crawling out onto the roof and shouting for help every other journey. Oh, and I'd better warn you about those office boys.
What have they been up to now?
If you don't come as soon as they press the button, they open the gate and slide down the cables.
Well, we'll have to put a stop to that.
You will. Sometimes they grab the wrong cable and I go shooting up to the 6th floor.
Very well, Hancock. I'll make a note of all these things and I'll get them all seen to by the time you get back off holiday. Now, goodbye and have a nice time.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll see you in a fortnight.
Oh, boy, a fortnight's holiday. Great. Now, let's see. Where shall we go?
Wait a minute. Who said you're going?
But, Tub, I always go on holiday with you.
That's true. Let's see now. It'll be 4 years running if my bank book serves me correctly. You're not coming.
Tub, you can't do this to me. I'm already packed.
But I only knew myself an hour ago.
I've been packed since last March.
Packed. One shirt wrapped round a corkscrew. Packed.
Well, I think you might have a little consideration for other people. I've been waiting all summer for you to go on holiday. When I think of all the film offers I've turned down in case we went away...
Here we go. He's always turning down films. You should have turned down some of the ones you made, mate.
Look, are you going to take me on holiday with you or not?
Oh, all right, then you can come. We'll need someone to carry our cases.
Yeah, our cases?
Andre's coming with us.
Oh, is she?
And you can wipe that leer off your face. She's coming with me. You bring one of your own girlfriends. Oh, no, perhaps not. Don't bother.
What's wrong with my girlfriends?
I don't know. They're a strange lot. I just can't get on with them. They worry me.
You're not used to them. They're bohemians. Art students. You want to talk to them.
How can you talk to women with green fingernails and blue hair? It's not natural.
Well, I get on with them all right.
I know why you hang around. I've got you taped. It's their views on love that attract you, isn't it? The rest of the time, you're right out of it.
All right. So I don't take any of my girlfriends on holiday with us.
I should think not. They wouldn't mix in with us. There's not one of them I would invite to tuck a dress up and come for a paddle with me on Brighton Beach.
Oh, no, but wait a minute. Did you say Brighton?
Certainly.
In mid-November?
Yes.
On the beach?
Yes.
We'll have goose pimples bigger than the pebbles. I was figuring on somewhere warm. Spain, Monte Carlo, Capri, Majorca.
You can always pop along the front to Hove. It's only a couple of hours by donkey.
I'll tell you, it's a mistake going to Brighton at this time of the year.
Rubbish, just right. The beaches will be deserted. Oh, luxury. We'll be able to have our deck chairs stretched out to the last rung. Come on, help me get packed. Andre will be waiting for me at the station. Let's see now. Frogmen flippers, goggles, snorkel apparatus, helmet, harpoon gun, barrel of grease, English-French dictionary.
G-Tap, you must be quite a swimmer.
Not a stroke, but it all looks very impressive laying next to me on the beach. I don't think there's anything else. I've got me bucket.
What about your spade?
I lost it on the last holiday. The tide came in and it floated away. That's the last time I'm buying a wooden one. I'll get an iron one this year.
Good, now let's just get
on. They're sharper anyway, those iron ones. You can get a nice edge on the moats, and you can dig good little arrow slits with the corners.
Well, come on, let's get down to the station. Andre, I'll be waiting.
I think that's why I've missed the prize every year, having a wooden spade. You can't get such a delicate finish on the portcullis. And of course, the drawbridge suffers too. With an iron spade, you can pack the sand in harder. So, of course...
Hey, well, sit here, Andre. The waiter will be round in a minute to take the orders.
Where's Tony got to?
Oh, he's over there, talking to the ticket inspector.
Of course, I'm going to Brighton, you know.
Oh, I am glad.
Why?
That's where the train's going.
Oh, it's just as well, isn't it? I always go to Brighton. My father always went to Brighton. His father before him always went to Brighton. And when I have children, they will always go to Brighton too.
Very wise.
It's a family tradition. My Uncle Charlie went to Eastbourne once. Made a bit of money, you see, got a bit above himself, voted Conservative, started wearing spats. We finished with him. We completely ostriched him. He went bonkers in the end. Couldn't stand it. Went to live out in Surrey, Crawley way, in the woods.
Oh, lovely spot.
Lived on herbs and fungi. Or is it fungus? Well, he lived on one of them anyway. Did him the world a good. He was much healthier for it. Fit as a fiddle. The open country is his home, the ditch is his bed, the clouds are his blanket. I heard from his wife last week.
How is he?
He died of pneumonia.
Tony, your lunch is ready.
All right, come in. Oh, well, this is a fine start to me holiday. What's this supposed to be?
Soup.
Soup? You could pour it in the water jug and no one would notice. Besides, it's cold.
How do you know? You haven't tasted it yet.
I don't have to. He spilt it all over me hand when we went over the points. Oh, come on, let's go back to our compartment.
But we haven't had the main course yet.
I don't think we'll bother. I saw him warming it up on a shovel as we went past the engine. I'll be glad when we get to Brighton. I hate trains. How long does it take?
Oh, about now.
Ridiculous! There's a train on television that does it in 4 minutes.
Stop grumbling, Tony. Have some dessert.
All right. I say, waiter.
Sir?
Oh, my good man. What's for pudding? Your most expensive one. I'm on holiday.
Well, sir, I recommend the Neapolitan Fruit Sundae with vanilla and strawberry ice cream, honey, chocolate sauce, sprinkled with nuts, cherries and sliced banana.
Ah, excellent. Three, please. Bill, Andre, what are you going to have? The golden pudding's very nice.
Well, have the same as you.
Oh, all right, five, please. Separate checks. Ah, Neapolitan fruit sundae, me favourite.
How can you have three of them?
I'm starving, I've had nothing to eat. And I'm on holiday. I'm having a bit of luxury for once.
Your fruit sundae, madam.
Oh, it's delicious.
That's great.
Oh, yes, go down a treat they will. Stand back. Now, I think I'll start on the wafers and then... Ah! Me eyes! My eyes have gone, I can't see. Pull the cord, my eyes.
We're going through a tunnel.
Well, why don't they put the lights on? Can't see what you're doing. Hurry up and get through the tunnel. I want to start on me fruit sundaes. Daft place to put a tunnel anyway. Not in the middle of lunch. come on, get your shovel going.
Don't be so impatient, wait.
It's all right for you, you finished yours. Mine have probably melted by now. I'm hungry, come on, speed it up. I'll thump that driver when we get to Brighton. He's hanging back deliberately.
Tony, sit down. The whole carriage is looking at you.
Who's got it? I'll fight the lot of you. That little fellow wiping his mouth, it's him. I'll slush him, so help me.
What appears to be the trouble, sir?
Oh, wait a minute. Fruit sundaes have gone. Someone crept over while we were in the tunnel and took them.
I took them, sir.
Where are they?
In the pig bin. I thought you'd finished.
Finished? A corner nibbled out of me wafer? Finished?
Your bill, sir.
Bill?
48 and sixpence.
But I only had a drink of water.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. It's a standard charge. You sat down to lunch. It's not my fault you weren't angry. Will you be taking two, sir?
Why don't you? Oh, I'm fed up. I thought I was going to enjoy my holiday.
Well, you're overwrought, Tony. When we get to the compartment, you have a sleep. We'll wake you up when we get to Brighton.
Yes, you're right. Thank goodness I've got a comfortable seat. Ah, home again. Who's got me seat? Do you mind, sir? You're sitting in my seat. Op it.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Sid!
Close the door.
I didn't know you were on this train.
Neither does the guard. Right. Pull the blinds down.
Hello. Travelling without a ticket again, eh?
Not at all. I've got a ticket. I've got dozens of them here. Where are we? Bus ticket, theatre ticket, ticket for parking the car. I was lucky to get that.
Why?
It wasn't my car. Ah, here we are. Victoria to Brighton.
1947.
Yeah, they were cheaper then. I bought a lot of them. I knew to be going up.
Very wise.
I've got some 1945 London to Glasgow here. You can have them for 35 bob each.
All right, I'll have a couple. I'll put them in me wallet with the other tickets. Hello?
What?
They've gone. The tickets for this journey. They're not here. I put them in me wallet.
What did you do with your wallet?
I left it in me overcoat in here while we had our dinner. Here, just a minute. Sydney?
What?
You were the only person in this compartment while we were gone.
Well?
Did you see anybody come in and take them?
No.
Well, I can't understand it. Somebody's taken them.
Yeah, well, you do get people like that. Make a living out of pinching train tickets and flogging them to other people.
Disgusting.
Isn't it? Anyway, don't worry. I've got three brand new Victoria to Brighton tickets here. You can have them cheap. 10 bob each.
Well, that's most kind of you. You're most helpful.
Not at all. It's a pleasure.
We're going on a fortnight's holiday, you know.
Oh, holiday, eh? You, must have quite a bit of money with you, I suppose.
Yes, I've been saving up all year for this. £50 I've got.
Oh, very good. But you'd have a much better holiday if you had two or three times that much, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, but it takes me ages to save up that much.
Yeah, but you could win it in no time at all.
How?
By partaking in a small game of chance.
Who with?
Me.
Oh, no. My father told me never to play cards with men on trains. He used to do it himself.
What happened?
He made a fortune. Waterloo to Clapham Junction twice a week. He retired at the end of the year.
Yes, but you can trust me. This is strictly on the level. Just a matter of luck. You might win. I'll show you. Just give it a try. No money. I've got three cards here. One's a Queen of Diamonds. This one, see? Right. I put them down, face down. Shuffle them around. Watch carefully. There. Which is the Queen?
That one.
So it is. There you are. You've won. Oh, try it again. Shuffle them around. There. Which one is the Queen?
That one.
Well, well, well. He's right again. What do you know? What a pity you didn't have any money on it. You'd have won a few quid, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would, wouldn't I?
Silly lad, aren't you?
Yes, I am, aren't I?
You've won twice. You might win again. Go on. Have a quid on it this time.
Oh, no, don't, Tony.
Don't worry. I've done it twice. Money for old rope, this.
Shuffle them around. There. Where's the lady?
There.
Oh, hard luck. It's this one. You weren't watching, were you?
No, I wasn't, was I? Oh.
Try again. Double it up this time. 2 quid.
All right.
Watch carefully. Shuffle them around. Where's the queen?
That one. No. Wait a minute. That one. Oh.
You were right the first time, weren't you?
Yes, I was, wasn't I?
Have another go. You can't lose all the time, can you?
Oh, I don't know.
Shuffle them around. Shuffle them around. What are you going to have with it this time?
How much on me suede boots?
No more money?
No.
Oh, well, never mind. Better luck next time. See you, lads.
Wait a minute, me holiday money. Give me a chance to win it back.
Oh, sorry, we're just pulling into Brighton. Gotta go now. Here, have a nice time.
Oh, nice time. Look what you've done now. We're broke. Stranded in Brighton in mid-November. We haven't even got the money for a room for the night. We'll have to sleep under the pier at this time of year.
All right, don't go on, don't go on. You think I'm an idiot or something?
Yes.
Well, I'm not. You don't think I'd gamble all my money away, do you? I kept back 30 shillings I didn't tell him about. Sewn in the lining of my shirt. Sleep under the pier. That's enough for 3 bed and breakfast, and then we can take stock.
Tickets, please.
Here you are, my good man.
Yeah, wait a minute. Those tickets are out of date. 1947. Come on. 30 shillings, please.
Don't just stand there, Tup. Pull your shirt out.
Good morning, everybody. Come on, wake up. We're on holiday. Come on, throw back that sand. Get up. You're not going to lay in those waves all day, are you? Come on, Andre. Come out from under that lifeboat. Our first day on holiday. Let's enjoy ourselves.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm freezing. Be all right under the pier.
Well, it kept the snow off, didn't it? What's the matter with you?
Oh, Tony, I'm so cold.
Don't you start. You had the best place under the lifeboat.
Oh, it was terrible. I've never spent a more uncomfortable night. The wind kept blowing through the holes, and Bill kept looking through them. Oh, I can't spend another night like that.
Another night? We've got a fortnight to go, my girl.
Well, oh, no, Tab, surely you don't intend to go through with this. Nowhere to go, nowhere to stay.
Certainly I'm going through with it. I've been looking forward to this all year. It's my holiday, and I'm going to see it through to the bitter end. I've come here to enjoy myself, and enjoy myself I am going to. It's not so bad. A little bit of wind won't hurt you. Well, that was a big wave, wasn't it? Bill, Andre, where are you?
Over here!
Well, swim back and stop messing about. Oh, no, you're not getting home that way. Now, come on, enjoy yourselves. We've got the whole day in front of us.
Well, where are we going?
We're going to sit on the beach.
Oh, no, no!
Oh, yes, yes. What's the point in coming to Brighton if you don't sit on the beach? I always sit on the beach. Come on, get the deck chairs. Ice cream?
No, thank you.
Andre, ice cream? Andre? Andre?
Can't speak, her mouth's frozen over.
Stop exaggerating, it's not as cold as that. Andre, are you all right? Oh, there's nothing like the sea air to bring the colour to your cheeks.
Yeah, blue.
I'm freezing.
Oh, shut up moaning. Can't understand you. You're not trying to have a good time. If you're cold, put your fur coat on.
I can't. You're wearing it.
I am not. Where?
Under my overcoat. Come on, Tub. Let's go in.
Go in? We can't go in yet. It's not tea time. You can't leave the beach before tea time. We're British, don't you understand? You can't break the tradition of centuries willy-nilly. No, come on. Let's go for a paddle.
Where's the sea?
It's out there somewhere. You'll see it when the fog lifts. Ah, there it is. Quick, look.
What?
Sun. Quick, dark glasses, strip off, flatten your backs. Oh, it's gone.
Oh.
Of course she's off again. Now what's the matter?
I'm hungry.
You had a bit of rock, didn't you? Now, come on, cheer up. Let's send some postcards. I bought some of those rude ones off the bookstall. Here we go. Oh, oh, oh. Fat lady in red bathing costume bending down. And thin husband with drooping moustache looking at her. What does it say underneath? Oh dear, oh dear. I don't know how they think of them, I really don't. Wonderful sense of humour.
It's disgusting.
I know. I know who we send that one to.
Who?
The vicar, don't sign it. Well, he'd like it, he's a man of the world. In the army, you know, he saw worse in Italy. He knows a thing or two. What one are you going to send, Bill?
This one.
Oh, yes, yes, that's not bad. Blonde in split skirt, getting out of sports car. Fellow with RAF moustache, sitting in car with black eye. Caption, I told you when I got in that my knee doesn't go into reverse. oh, dear, that's a bit risky, isn't it? Doesn't leave much to the imagination, does it? I mean, you can see what he was up to. He had his hand on her knee, because that's why she said it doesn't go into reverse. He was making out that he thought it was the gear lever, you see. He was trying it on. Of course, you've got to have the right turn of mind to get these subtle ones. Because they cater mostly for we intelligentsia, see, and Where have they gone now? Where are you?
Up here in the middle of the road.
My, my, they are big waves, aren't they?
Pass the frostbite cream.
Oh, let's go in, Tony, please.
No, there's only another hour to go. Then it'll be time to go back to our lodgings under the pier. But this is why we came to the seaside, to sit on the beach. I mean, what else could we be doing? Sitting in some stuffy boarding house around a roaring fire? Eating? Who wants that?
I do!
Well, so do I, but we can't. We haven't got any money. So let's make the best of it. Look, it's not so bad now. The sea's gone down. It's hardly touching the seawall now. The fog's lifted. It's warmer. The snow's melted. Come on, jump about. Let's have a sing-song. Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside. Oh, I do like to be beside... Rain! Under the deck chairs! Oh, that's it. That's been lost. I've finished. I've tried. I've done my best. I've tried to enjoy myself. Everything's gone wrong. This is the last straw. It's beaten me. No, wait a minute. I'm going to have a paddle first. I'm being defiant now. I'm making a gesture. This holiday isn't going to be completely wasted. I'm not going back to London without having been in the sea.
He wants to go with it. We've been trying to dodge it all afternoon.
One little dip, that's all I want, then we'll go.
Well, all right, get your bathing costume on and hurry up.
Got it on. It's under me suit. Turn round while I strip off. Right. There, you can turn round now. What are you laughing at?
Oh, no wonder you only come down here when it's deserted.
What's wrong with me?
That costume, it's so old-fashioned.
This is me Captain Webb skin tight.
Wrap around about the knees like that?
That doesn't matter. Why do you think I brought me bicycle clips? At least it's modest. There's not enough of it on the beaches these days. Now then, just tie the laces of my boots together, hang them round me neck, and I'm away. Won't be long.
Don't go out too far, Tony.
Don't worry, I'm all right. I'm determined to have me paddle. Everything else has gone wrong, but nothing's going to interfere with me paddle, that's certain. So,
What?
Cramp! I've got cramp! Help! I can't swim! I can't move! The tide's coming in! Help! Hold round!
Oh, what a holiday this is. Nothing else can happen.
Good evening. I'm the lifeguard, I am.
Get him away, don't let him come near me.
Can I be of any assistance?
I'd be very surprised.
Oh, don't be like that. What are you doing out there?
Drowning. Would you like to change places?
Drowning, eh? Not a very nice day for it, is it?
What, can you save him?
No, I can't save him.
Why not?
Oh, it's not my area. I've got that half of the beach up there. This bit's nothing to do with me.
Well, whose is it?
Wait a minute, let's see now. This bit, this would be... Yes, this is Cyril's bit.
Well, where is he?
Oh, he's on his holidays.
I'm drowning.
Swim over to the left a couple of 100 yards. That's my bit.
I can't swim.
Ooh, that makes it a bit awkward, doesn't it?
Why?
Neither can I. Well, not really, no. Actually, I'm in charge of the kiddies' paddling pool. But they make me come down here in the winter when the sea gets rough. Because they're trying to get rid of me, you know.
Help! I'm going under for the third time.
Well, you might as well. The weather's shocking up here.
Look, do something. You've got to save them. Go on, get in the water.
Oh, no, stop messing about.
But you must.
Oh, I can't. I'll get my costume all wet. Oh, I don't know how to save people from drowning anyway.
You float on your back and you put both arms round him.
Oh, I don't like to. I don't even know his name.
Will you please, Mr. Lifeguard, try and save him? Please, he's on holiday.
All right, I'll have a go. All right, hang on, I'm coming.
That's it. Go on. Get another few yards and you've got him. Another stroke. He's there. Right, that's it now. Grab hold of him. Yeah, good boy. You know what to do now.
I think so.
Help!
Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help!
is it, sir?
A fine holiday that turned out to be.
Think yourself lucky that lifeboat turned up when it did. What happened to the lifeguard?
I don't know. I think they picked him up. I kept me foot on his head, but they spotted him. Oh, that's the last time I go to Brighton. I don't care what the family think. I'll go and live in the woods like Uncle Charlie. I think his hut's still up in the tree.
Hello, that's a nasty cough you've got there, Hancock.
James, don't talk to me. This is your fault. You've ruined my holiday.
Oh, I don't like to see a friend of mine suffering like this. You must try some of Dr. Sidney James's super cough mixture. Cures anything. Coughs, colds, corns, falling hair, squeaky boots. You can wash the walls down with it. Marvellous stuff. £2 a bottle and cheaper after price. Here you are.
No, I don't want any. I haven't got any money. You took it all off me. You cheated me.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll play you for it. My cough mixture against your gold watch.
No. Me watch is all I've got left. I'm not doing it. No.
Shuffle them round. Right, watch carefully. Now, which one's the queen? Take your time. Don't rush at it.
Good morning, sir.
What's the meaning of this, Hancock? Late for work on your first morning back?
I'm sorry, sir. I lost me watch.
Did you have a nice holiday?
Terrible. I'm never going there again. I made a mistake. Never again. The most miserable fortnight I've ever had.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, anyway, I've got some good news for you. You've been promoted.
Oh, thank you, sir. Me luck's changed at last.
Yes, indeed. You're being transferred to head office.
Oh, thank you, sir. Head office, eh?
Yes, you'll be there for the rest of the winter.
Thank you, sir. Where is it?
Brighton.
I resign. I'm not going, I refuse. Sack me. Get rid of me. I'm not going.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour, featuring Kevin McNally as the lad himself, with Kevin Eldon, Robin Sebastian, Simon Greenall, and Susie Kane. Incidental music was composed by Wally Start and recorded by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Levin Parikian. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson. And the programme, which was recorded, was produced by Neil Pearson and Paul Sheehan. It was a BBC Studios production.